Hello and welcome to Simple and Scriptural. I'm sitting here with Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church, and he will be giving simple and scriptural answers to your questions. Today we are finishing our series on our great salvation with our seventh question. So, Pastor Tom, I have a double question for you today. What is the meaning of the doctrine of glorification, and what is our inheritance?
So we've come to number seven. We do all our series in sevens. So this is where it ends, and rightly so, with glorification. So remember when we started with the death of Jesus, God sends Jesus into the world, and he buys us back from sin. He covers our sin. He does the work on the cross. He does it all for us. There's nothing left for us to do. And then we talked about all the different things that were given to us at that time. And then last time, the whole process of sanctification. Well, you know, some of our salvation we haven't even seen yet. There's still more to come. In fact, the most exciting part is still to come, and that is what the Bible calls glorification. In Romans chapter 8, it talks about everyone that God chose in eternity past, he also calls to himself during the present time, and in the future will he's guaranteed to glorify them. In other words, no one gets lost in this whole process of salvation. He makes sure that everyone that believes in Christ gets sanctified and then goes on into heaven with glorification. And even our bodies are raised from the dead in a glorified state. So think of a bright light. Think of beauty. Think of power. That's what glorification is. We're weak. We die. We have all kinds of problems. But in our glorified body, we'll shine. We'll look good. Everything will work well. And we'll be like Jesus in glory. Of course, he's God. We're not. But we'll have his glory kind of splatter all over us. And we will shine in glory. And it'll just really be a beautiful thing. So that's the end of our salvation. That's the culmination of it all. That's where it ends. It ends with the glorification. God's not just going to have us die and say, well, you lived a nice life. No, he's going to raise us from the dead, and he's going to glorify us. So that's where the inheritance comes in. What do we get? Here we are living for Jesus. We've given up things for Jesus. Sometimes we're not as rich as we want to be, and sometimes people lose a job because of their commitment to Jesus. It's kind of tough for Christians in this world. They get persecuted. So Jesus reminded them, in the end, you're going to get something a lot better. First Peter talks about an inheritance which is reserved in heaven for us and won't fade away. It's imperishable. You know, Jesus said, store up all of your treasures in heaven rather here on earth, because on earth, you know, they get destroyed. But in heaven, they're reserved and protected forever. Well, that's it. We end up getting everything. Jesus is inheriting the whole world. He's going to share it all with us. He's going to give us new bodies. We're going to be in his presence. All of the riches that are described in the book of Revelation, the golden streets and everything like that, it's all ours, and it can never be taken away from us. We don't have to hire a security guard to keep it. It's all just beautifully provided for us, and that's glorification. God doesn't just save us partially. He saves us all the way through to the end. And so that's our great salvation from beginning to end. And it's, again, a beautiful thing. God is so good in what he has provided for us. We have so much more to look forward to in the future. In 1 John 3, John said, we don't even know what we're going to look like then. You know, the people in the world don't know how great we're going to be. We're sons of God, and we're going to appear in glory with Christ. And can't wait for that. I mean, that's exciting, and that's another expression of the greatness of our salvation in Christ.
What an amazing and uplifting series. Thank you, Pastor Tom, and thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leake of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, visit the website of simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your questions to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.